From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty, bringing you the news on This Day in Maine, Monday, October 28th, 2019.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners like you and by Coastal Maine Botanical Gardens, presenting Gardens Aglow, where visitors will see the gardens in a whole new light. Tickets available at mainegardens.org. And Douglas Ridge, a new 280-acre eco-conservation subdivision in Brunswick, committed to net-zero home design. More at douglasridge.com.
Preliminary data show Maine's lobster catch is well behind last year's pace. Maine Department of Marine Resources Commissioner Patrick Kelleher told the American Lobster Management Board today that at the end of September, the harvest was about 40% lower than the year before and between 35 and 40% off the five-year average. Most of the harvest takes place between June and November. Marine Resources spokesperson Jeff Nichols says a full review of landings data will be done at the end of the year, but that lower numbers may be due in part to the cost and availability of bait and lobsters shedding their shells later than usual.
The shed is when lobsters move inshore, where the majority of fishermen in Maine actually fish.
Nichols says more work will be done to fully understand this year's lobster numbers, and a landings report will be issued sometime in March. And Sebattis police say two people were killed and three others injured in an SUV. The department said the car with four people in it caught fire after crashing into a beverage truck that was unloading at a market just before 6 this morning. Two bystanders helped put out the fire and get one of the survivors out of the car. And officials at the University of Maine in Orono say they have started meeting with some representatives of indigenous groups after a post from a Republican student group sparked a backlash on campus. The post on a Maine College Republican's Facebook page defended explorer Christopher Columbus and said the indigenous societies he encountered were, quote, brutal and cannibalistic. Dozens of students and community members rallied today in protest, calling the post hateful and offensive. The university's dean of student life, Robert Dana, says while free speech issues at public institutions are complicated, he understands why many students are upset.
We'll be doing a great deal of programming on campus. We'll be engaging students in these discussions, and we're working with our friends in Native Americans programs here to talk about what is the best response, what's the best solution.
John Bear Mitchell with UMaine's Office of Native American Programs says the school wants to ensure that students feel supported. In weather tonight, we'll have some areas of drizzle and fog and lows in the high 30s to mid 40s. Tomorrow, becoming overcast with highs in the 50s. Wednesday, some light rain, highs in the low 50s to low 60s. Thursday, rain all day, becoming heavier at night with highs in the mid 40s to the low 60s. And on Friday, rain turning to showers or ending with highs in the mid 40s to mid 60s. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join us tomorrow on Maine Calling at 1 o'clock, where we'll look at the health of Maine's bat population. I'm Nora Flaherty.